All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. We're about 35 to 40% through the regular season in the NBA, and there have been some surprises and, of course, as well, some disappointments with the season so far. Now, one team that has really shocked people with how bad they have started off would be the New York Knicks. Of course, the Knicks right now have a record of 5 wins and 32 losses. They are currently riding a 12-game losing streak. We saw the recent trade that shipped guards Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith out of town, as well as this team simply waiving center Samuel Dalembert. Now, of course, this is the first full season for the Knicks under team president Phil Jackson. He brought in former Los Angeles Lakers guard Derek Fisher to be his head coach. This is the first season for Fisher as a head coach in the NBA period, and they are trying to implement the triangle offense, which has really not worked so far for the Knickerbockers. You have a superstar in Carmelo Anthony that is injured. And this Knicks team right now, more than likely, they are going to struggle to win about 15 games this regular season, where people, a lot of people, expected them to contend maybe for a 7th or 8th seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs at the beginning of the season. So it's a long uphill battle for the Knicks to once again become a contender. Then you look at the Milwaukee Bucks. This team right now, they have a record of 18-17. They have already surpassed their win total from last season. Jason Kidd is in his first season as Bucks head coach. He got the Brooklyn Nets to the playoffs last season, and he has really turned things around. Especially, you have to look at the fact that their first-round pick in Jabari Parker was lost early on with an ACL injury, and this team has really rallied and got it going. Brandon Knight at point guard has really stepped his game up this season under the tutelage of Kidd, as he is averaging 18 points per game. Then you look at the lengthy swingman for the Bucks in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is averaging over 12 points per game. And, you know, Milwaukee right now could surprise some people and contend for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference all season long. Then, you know, you look at the Atlanta Hawks. This team, they were ravaged by injuries last year. And for head coach Mike Budenholzer, this team is healthy right now, and it shows because they have the best record right now going in the Eastern Conference. You look at the depth that this Hawks team has with Paul Millsap, Jeff Teague, Al Horford, Kyle Korver, who is one of the better three-point shooters in the NBA, and you also have Damari Carroll. And all of these guys that I mentioned are averaging in double figures, if not close to double figures, for the Hawks this season. On top of that, Atlanta just came off of a tough West Coast trip, and they really held their own against some of the better teams in the Western Conference. So this Atlanta Hawks team appears to be playoff bound, and they could make some noise this spring in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, sticking in the Southeast Division, you look at the Miami Heat, and of course, the Heat are the reigning four-time defending Eastern Conference champions. Within four of those Eastern Conference championships, of course, there were two NBA titles. Now, you knew that things were going to be different once LeBron James left and went back to join the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it's been very difficult for Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. You look at the injuries that Chris Bosh has tried to play through this season. The same could be said for guard Dwayne Wade. This team lost Josh McRoberts for the season, and right now they are simply an older team. Now, with that said, the Heat are still contending for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference this season. But it will be very interesting between now and the trading deadline this season whether or not Heat general manager and team president Pat Riley will decide to be a buyer or a seller at the trade deadline to see, you know what, I can try to piece together a playoff team this year, or maybe take a step back and look to rebuild and get right back to the playoffs sooner rather than later. Then you look at teams in the Western Conference. You look at the Golden State Warriors under first-year head coach Steve Kerr. This team has gotten off out of the gate with an extremely fast start. They are 27-5. They have the best record in the NBA, and they are led by the Splash Brothers. Of course, you're talking about point guard Steph Curry, who is averaging 23 points and nearly 8 assists per contest, and shooting guard Klay Thompson, who is averaging 21 points per game. Now, the Warriors, just like last year, have tremendous depth. You look at Draymond Green and how he has really emerged as a versatile forward for them. Maurice Spates has really stepped in with the injuries to Andrew Bogut and David Lee on the front court. And then Harrison Barnes, Andre Iguodala, who is still one of the better wing defenders in the NBA. And the Warriors really got a shot in the arm in the offseason when they were able to sign backup point guard Sean Livingston. I mean, this is a guy who is 6'9", with tremendous handle, and he can really do some tremendous things for the Warriors this season. So Golden State right now has to be very positive about their quick start this season. And hopefully for them, their quick start will lead to a deep playoff run and eventually a trip to the NBA Finals. And finally, you look at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies right now have a record of 25-9. This is a team that is always a perennial playoff team out there in the Western Conference. But under head coach Dave Joerger, they have really got it going this season. You look at the two big men down low. You have Zach Randolph and, of course, Mark Gasol. And the thing about it, both of these guys have different skill sets. So it really makes it tough for teams to defend them. Then you look at the emergence this year of Mike Conley, a point guard. He is really having one of his best seasons in the NBA. And the thing with Memphis, every time you see them play, it's all about what they do at the defensive end. They call their home court the FedEx Forum, the grind house down there in Memphis, and these guys really make you work for every single point. Now, the one thing about the Grizzlies when you look at this team going forward into the postseason is the fact that you have to ask yourself, who is their go-to guy in the final minutes of the game? That could be the one thing that holds the Memphis Grizzlies back. I mean, remember, a few years ago, this was a team that got to the Western Conference Finals. So Memphis can make life very tough for opponents. It's just a matter of them having the ability to put it all together in a deep postseason run. And of course, it is so tough out there in the Western Conference when you look at some of the skilled teams that are out there. So, I mean, as always, the NBA season has provided us with plenty of excitement, but you look at some of these surprise teams, good and bad, and that's what it is all about in the NBA. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming national championship game in the world of college football between the Oregon Ducks and the Ohio State Buckeyes. If you're on Twitter, folks, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.